Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Mem Hei Amar Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're holding on the top of Daf Mem Hei Amar Aleph at the Mishnah. There are three types of Avodah Zarah. There is that which is Talush, that which is Mechubar, and that which is a Balchai. A Talush means something that's detached from the ground, Mechubar is attached to the ground, Balchai is a living animal. Each of them have their own separate dinim. There are certain things that are that go along with an Avodah Zarah, like the decorations of an Avodah Zarah, that which is brought as a Tekrovis to the Avodah Zarah. Our Mishnah is going to talk about an Avodah Zarah that is Mechubar and the decorations that go along with it. Let's say you have non-Jews who worship the mountains and the valleys. Hain Mutarin. The actual mountains and the valleys themselves are Mutarbana, and you're allowed to chisel out stones from them, and you're allowed to plant on them, and you don't have to worry about any of these things. It's a Gezeres HaKasav that a mountain cannot become Asurbana. But that which they decorate on top of it as an honor to the Avodah Zarah, that becomes Asur Bana Shenemar Losach Merkesav Zav Aleihem. And the Mashmaus is that you're not allowed to take for yourself the decorations of Kesav and Zahav that they put on these mountaintops. So the Mishnah brings the Pasuk that we learn that the mountains themselves do not become Asur. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Eloheihem Alaharim. The Pasuk says Elohehem, their Avodah Zarahs are al haharim, on the mountains, and we darshin velo haharim Elohehem, but the mountains themselves do not become their Avodah Zarahs. Elohehem al hagvaos, their Avodah Zarahs are on the valleys, velo hagvaos Elohehem, but the gvaos themselves do not become their Avodah Zarah, and therefore they do not become Asur Bana. Umeima Ashera Asura. Why does the Torah say that an Ashera is Asur? After all, it's attached to the ground, so it should not have the status of an Avodah Zarah. Mnei Sheyesh Batfisas Yaradam, because planting an Ashera, attaching it to the ground, that's all done by human hands. V'kol Sheyesh Batfisi De'adam Asur, and anything that's made by human hands is going to be Asur, even if it is Mechuber Lakarka. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili explains why it is that there's no din of Ashera that's attached to the ground, meaning that the din of an Ashera the stash of the ground is different than a mountain. But we still don't understand why don't we darshan similar to the way we darshaned by a mountain. By a mountain we said, Allah haram Elohim, lo haram Elohim. Why don't we say something similar? Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ani ovin va'adun lefanecha. I'm going to explain why it is that we don't darshan like v'lo eitz ranan Elohim. You know, we could have said that the trees cannot become the Avodah Zarah. Kol makom sha'atamotze hargva given sav eitz ranan, tashiyesham avodas kavim. That the pasuk teaches of tachas kol eitz ranan is written to teach the Bnei Yisrael a maramakom. You want to know where to find their Avodah Zarahs? You should look in the place where there are high mountains. You should look in the place where are these beautiful trees. So if we don't darshan the pasuk tachas eitz ranan Eloheim, we also can't darshan the beginning of the pasuk of Eloheim al harim haram al gvaos, because it's not written for a drasha. It's written as a siman to where to find these things. So we could see the heter hana'a from mountains that are worshipped from the mashmaus of the pasuk, because the Torah never said to destroy the mountains like it did to destroy the Asherah. So that's how we know that the mountains are not Asur Bana, but the Asherah trees are. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Hainu Tanakama. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Aglili is not different than the Tanakama. They both say that the mountains are not an Avodah Zarah, and the Limud is from the same pasuk. So what are they arguing about? So Amar Rami Bar Chama, Amar Reish Lakish, Tzipui Har Kahar Ika Binayu. What they're arguing about is whether lining the mountain with gold and silver makes that gold and silver like the mountain. Tanakama Savat Tzipui Har No, the gold and silver you put around the mountain is not the same as the mountain, and therefore it becomes Asur. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Savat Tzipui Har Hareo Kahar. That no, the gold and silver that they put around the mountain does become like the mountain. So that's what, in fact, they're arguing about. Rav Sheshe Samar, a different explanation. Dukuli Alma Tzipui Har Eino Kahar. Everyone might tell you that the lining of gold and silver around the mountain is not the same as the mountain. V'hacha Bi'ilan Shenetar Over here, they're discussing in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama teaches us that the mountains that are worshipped are mutar ba'ana, and the same is true with of anything that's similar to mountains, anything that's attached to the ground, and it was not put there the shame of avodah zarah, and is worshipped, does not become aser. So therefore, they're arguing about a tree that was planted stam and not the shame of avodah zarah, and then after it grew, it was turned into an avodah zarah. That's what they're arguing about. Tanakama savrilin shentol b'sof avodah mutter. Tanakama holds such a tree is mutter. Rabbi Yosef Glili savrilin shentol b'sof avodah aser. And Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that such a tree is going to be aser. So mimai, how do you know from Rabbi Yosef Glili that such a tree is going to be aser? Midik tani seifa mipnei ma asher asur mnei sheyesh batfisa sidei adam kol sheyesh batfisa sidei adam aser kol sheyesh batfisa sidei adam asui mai. Because the seifa goes on to say that anything that a person was involved in making, in planting, in putting there is going to be usher. What's that call, that rule, that anything that a person was involved in is going to be usher? What does that come to include? Isn't it coming to tell me that a tree that was originally planted benignly, without any evil intentions, and only later was worshipped, that that's also going to be usher? And the Gemara tells us, and you should know there is another shita also, another tana that holds that a tree that's planted and then ultimately worshipped is aser. The tana Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Omer, mitok shnemar veloheim ala harim lo harim eloheim, eloheim al gvos vel gvos eloheim, shomeani tachas kol etranan eloheim velo etranan eloheim. I would think a very similar drasha to the drasha about how the mountains do not become aser b'ana, the trees should also not become aser b'ana. Talmud Lomar. That's why the pasuk says, "Vashreim tisrufun ve'ish," that you have to burn the Asherah trees. That a tree that's worshipped and becomes an Asherah becomes aser b'ana and has to be burnt. So from Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, we can prove that he must hold that a tree that's originally planted and only later worshipped is aser. Because otherwise, why does he see a stira between the pasuk of Vashreim tisrufun ve'ish and velo etzra'anon Eloheim? It could be that the drush is only coming to be matir, a tree that was originally planted benignly, and the pasuk that says you have to burn it is talking about a tree that was planted there l'shem avodah zara. So that's ultimately the raya that even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that a tree that's planted and then ultimately worshipped is aser. So main point over here, two explanations of the machlokas between Rabbi Yosi Aglili and the Tanakama. Explanation number one is that they argue about whether the tzipui, if you line the mountain with gold, silver, does that become aser as well? Explanation number two is that they argue about a tree that was planted benignly and then subsequently was worshipped as an avodah zara. So we're going to stop there and we'll pick up from Eletachas Kaleitz Ra'anan Be'ezras Hashem next time. Oh.